What if you walked into work today absolutely certain you were wanted, chosen, and fiercely protected by God Himself? What if every looming bill, every hostile hearing in Olympia, every tense board meeting had to bow to the reality that you are an adopted son or daughter of the King of Kings? In this devotional, we are going to step out of spiritual slavery, lay fear down, and step into the fearless confidence of those who can look to heaven and cry, Abba, Father. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you are having a great and fabulous day today. Jesus is on the throne. He's risen from the grave, and our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Hey, we're going to dive into God's word, but just a few housekeeping items before we get started. If you are enjoying this series, I am convinced. I want you to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app in your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our mission and our goal. Our mission is to defend and advance biblical values in the public square. Our goal, change hearts so that we change policy, so that we change the public square. So we hope that you are actively involved in the legislative session. And if you are registering your position, if you are testifying remotely, doing written testimony, we know there's a lot of laws coming out of Olympia this short session, and we need you to have your voice be heard in Olympia. We also hope that you're praying for and participating in your local county, city, school board, that you're praying over those and you're being actively involved and being salt and light to your neighbors. So we're going to dive into God's word right now, and we are in our series called I Am Convinced, A Spirit of Adoption. Let's read the scripture overall, and then we'll break it down. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Romans chapter 8, verses 15 through 17. So are you fully convinced you are adopted into God's family? Now think about that. Some of you may have earthly adoptions, and that is awesome when a family picks you up and brings you into their family. But many of us, hopefully all of us, in the state of Washington, we will begin to surrender to our lives to Jesus Christ, and then we either are or will be adopted into the family of God. We are adopted into God's family. So let's break this down. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we call Abba Father. So adopted, number one, you received not a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. Aren't you glad that you don't live in fear any longer? If you are a Christ follower, fear is absent from your life and courage has come in and taken place. And now you may have an emotion of fear, you may have a thought of fear, but you rise above all that because in God's family, we get to live fearless. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So God commands us not to be afraid any longer of the things of this world or what people can do to us in this world, but to stand in great confidence in the very things of God. Why? Because he is the God who strengthens us. He is the God who helps us. He is the God who's upholding us with his righteous right hand. I guess it would be this hand, righteous right hand. Deuteronomy 31, it is the Lord who goes before you. Think about this as you go into your workplace today. God is going before you today. That he will never, what? He will be with you and he will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid or do not fear or be dismayed. So you think about that for a moment. God is going before you today. God is with you today. He won't leave you or forsake you. You don't have to be afraid or be dismayed today. Today is a day because you are adopted into the family of God. Everything changes. God's presence is with you. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So it's really important. We will all go through valleys, and we will all go through the valley of the shadow of death at some point and or currently going through it. But the reality is, because we're part of God's family, we're adopted into the family of God, I will not fear no evil, for you are with me. God's presence is with you. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God is your protector. Timothy, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Jesus, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John chapter 14. So you are adopted into the family of God, and we don't have to deal with fear any longer because we know in whom we have believed. So when we find fear, we run to the Father's arms and we say, hey, God, will you take care of that? Adopted number two, you received a spirit of adoption. In a human family, adoption means that the child is legally recognized as a member of the family and gains the same rights as a biological child, including inheritance and parental protection. This provides a secure and stable home environment with opportunities, support, and care that often exceed what would otherwise be possible. So one, you have access to God. Think about that. You have access to God the Father. As believers, we can be confident. We can go before God directly. We don't need someone to be an intermediary between us. You have affection from God. You are in a father-child relationship with God, and you cry out, Abba, Father, knowing God's compassion and discipline and forgiveness. God is with you. You have attachment to God. Believers are no longer strangers, but attached to God's household with a new identity and belonging among his people. You are adopted. Isn't that powerful? Your heart and your soul, adopted number three, you cry out, Abba, Father. Now, this term is an intimate family term. It's addressing God as your father, expressing both closeness and reverent obedience to him. Abba, Father is an Aramaic word meaning father, used by both children and adults as a familiar family term rather than a formal title. It conveys warmth and nearness and trust. But scholars note it is close to dear father or papa than to childish daddy. It's a reverent tone, but it's a warm tone with God. So you can see that in Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane says, Abba, Father. He cries out to God with a warm tone before God. And there's so much that you can look at. So praying Abba, Father means approaching God as a beloved child who is both deeply loved and sincerely willing to be obedient. All right, let's go back to Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. The Holy Spirit, number four, the Holy Spirit inside of you is testifying with your spirit that you are a child of God. So remember, I always talk about how the spirit of the devil, that being a child of the devil, is kicked out of you. And when you are born again as an adopted son or daughter in God's family, and God's Holy Spirit is inside telling you, you're a child of the Almighty God. You're a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a child of God. Does that spirit just resound inside you today? Being a child of God is marked with dependence and growth and curiosity and developing identity and needs both protection and gradually increasing freedom. So as you mature in Christ, you are going to be dependent upon God the Father, and you'll have some freedom as God goes through that. He's going to keep refining you. That's called the process of sanctification. So what are some key attributes of being a child? That you're dependent and vulnerable upon your parents, right? So the Abba Father, is you're dependent upon him. You're vulnerable to him. He's guiding you through the word of God. He's guiding you to stand and to know the Spirit of God that's living inside of you is guiding you. Isn't that powerful? That he is there protecting you as you go. I have three grandchildren. I know how many I have. And It's interesting because as they're little bitty babies, you know, you're constantly, constantly just holding them, making sure that their head doesn't tilt back too far, making sure that, you know, the drool is wiped up. But then something happens. They grow and some muscles come in and they start to walk. And then you're kind of making sure they're balanced and you're kind of going along with them. And they're developing and they're growing physically and cognitively, but they still don't have the understanding of gravity yet. You know, like the grandkids, they'll get up on the couch or a seat and they'll just fall off because they don't understand that gravity yet. So you're watching them, but eventually they understand that gravitational pull and that they have to be careful. And they get their little rear ends out and they get down, they put their feet down first and they get going. And then it's like you're teaching them how to ride a bicycle, right? So they've got the walking down and they got this, but you're developing them to learn how to ride a bicycle. And then once they get riding a bicycle, you're teaching them how to ride a motorcycle or whatever it might be and how to drive and all that. So as children, that is our same kind of thing with God. God's there. He's holding our heads up as infants in Christ and he's doing that. But then as we grow, as we mature, we learn that certain things make us stumble and fall. We then get some balance in that. We're like, oh, okay, I can't do that. We put our little rear ends out. We come down and we put our feet down first. And then he's making sure that we can get from the couch to the coffee table. And he's just taking care of us each and every step of the way. And we get curious about things. We want to try new things. We want to see things. And our identity and our autonomy is beginning to mature and we're beginning to grow. We're also becoming more emotionally sensitive to those around us and learning how to discern what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. And those core freedoms and rights are beginning to be developed inside of us. Why? You've been adopted into God's family. You are a child. But this whole time, do my grandkids ever worry about what lunch is going to be or how to get lunch on the table? That's an adult worry. God is your father. He's Abba Father, Papa God. And he is there. And he is your provider. You just get to enjoy. And then it's snack time and lunch time. And as you mature, you begin to feed yourself in the Word of God and you get to grow in the things, the provisions of God. And you start to understand and you begin to understand the consequences of your sin and you begin to understand that he protects you. Children should be protected from the violence and abuse, neglect, and you know, exploitation of others around them. Now, we all know that to a certain degree, there are fathers and mothers who don't do that very well. Yet I can tell you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Abba Father has no sin in him. He has no violence, abuse, neglect in him. He takes care of every single one of his children. So think through that for a moment. You have been adopted, even if you have the most horrible, horrific childhood. If you've confessed Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you have been adopted into an awesome family. It's the family of God. And Abba Father, he's there to protect you. All right, let's go back to Romans 8:17. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. So adopted number 6, you are an heir. Now that's not terms that we use very often nowadays. You may think of it as more of like an inheritance or an executor of the will, receiving benefits from someone who's died, that kind of thing. But Ephesians says this, also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who are with the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory. In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. So you have an inheritance. That inheritance was sealed inside you. In other words, he brought you as an heir into the family of God. He'd adopted you. And you have an inheritance from Almighty God. Now, earthly inheritance can be cool, but can you imagine your heavenly inheritance? who is given as a pledge, the Holy Spirit is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise and glory of Christ. So you are adopted into the family of God. You are an heir of Christ, and you are a fellow heir with Christ. And what does a fellow heir mean? So to be a fellow heir with Christ means that everyone united to Christ by faith and sharing what the Father has given to the Son, his kingdom, his glory, and his life, because we have been adopted as God's children. So there is an if statement, a conditional statement at this. So whatever was given to the Son, Jesus Christ, we're co-heirs, we're fellow heirs with Christ in that. You've been brought into the family of God. You are not an orphan. I think so many of us as Christians are living as orphans nowadays. We're living as if we've been abandoned by our Heavenly Father, and I'm talking spiritual orphans, that we have been placed on the side of the street, and we're just hoping that someone or something picks us up. Jesus has picked you up. The Father has picked you up, and he said, I want you in my family. So there is some statement. The if statement is this: and if children, heirs also, heirs of God. In other words, he's our Father, Abba Father, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Jesus, so that we may be also glorified. So there, we talked about yesterday about the obligation of serving God. There are some obligations, and it's out of love that we do these, but we have to stand for truth, for righteousness, for holiness, to be set apart, to be sanctified, to be justified by God. That righteousness, we walk in these new words that and things that God has prepared for us. So we need to be willing to suffer for those things. We can't go along to get along. We can't change the truth so that the world likes us. We truly need to walk in the things of God. So how does this apply to you today? What changes today as you go to work knowing that you are adopted into God's family? Think about that. You're not going to work alone, by yourself. You're not going to work as an adult today. You are going to work to represent Jesus Christ today. How will you represent the family name? In the noble family, we talk about the noble name. And how are we representing the noble name? Well, even beyond that, we are in the family of God, the living God, Jesus Christ, Christian, Christ follower. And we carry that name with us. We need to represent it with excellence. And we need to do it all for the glory of God Almighty. What if you were more like a child today? Would the stress begin to leave you? When you would understand, I'm not saying you are childish, like throwing a temper tantrum. I'm saying that you are more like a child, that you are curious. Instead of feeling threatened, you look at the conflict at work and you're like, how might I demonstrate the gospel message and or share the gospel message in this conflict? When you're looking at the stress, you're like, what solutions can God give me to overcome this stress? Now, the more intimate the relationship, the more difficult this is. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm way better at helping people who I'm not married to or in my family, get through stress and things than I am with my own family. We all struggle. I don't know why that is. I hope I mature in that. I hope I grow in that. But would you be bold and courageous today and be childlike today, knowing that God goes before you, he surrounds you, and you get to learn, to grow, to be curious, to mature, and to see what he is doing today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for adopting us into your family. God, we carry the family name wherever we go today. Let us bring glory to you, O Abba Father. Let us bring attention to you. Let us be curious today of where we might share the gospel, the good news, the same inheritance that you've given us. Let us share the joy of being in your family today. God, I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ across Washington State. I thank you that you are with them, that you go before them, that you surround them today, that you are protecting them. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God, you are with us. You go before us. You surround us, God. Thank you so very much. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. If there's any way that you can take this cup from us, take it away from us. But God, not our will, but your will be done. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.